Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Back on the air here on KNZA, we bring you high school baseball as we're coming down the home stretch of the regular season. We are back at Noble Park in Hiawatha where the Redhawks play host to the Holton Wildcats. Both these teams trying to snap four-game losing streaks here this afternoon alongside Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman with you here on KNZA as we get you set for the Wildcats and the Redhawks here this afternoon. Again, both these teams trying to snap short, not lengthy by any stretch, losing streaks here today. Again, the Redhawks and Wildcats both coming in with four consecutive losses. Redhawks this season, they are 6-9. They are 4-8 in Big East League play. And the Wildcats come in with four wins to 14 losses. They are 3-11 in Big East League play coming down the home stretch. About a week and a half or so left here in the regular season. Let's get you the lineup cards for this one here this afternoon. We'll start with the Wildcats, the road team on the scoreboard. Again, four wins, 14 losses. The league record right now stands at 3-11. Freshman Cleet Ray will lead it off. He'll be in right field. Senior shortstop Bodie Dillon, he will bat second. Batting third is sophomore DH Cade Kohlberg. Freshman and Cody Rodriguez, who is on the mound pitching, he will be in the cleanup spot. Cameron Wheeler, sophomore catcher, he will bat fifth. Jared Abel, a sophomore second baseman, he will bat sixth. Kyler Jackson, senior center fielder, he will bat seventh. Cannon Siegenhagen, also a freshman, he'll be out in left field batting eighth. And then Noah Bartle is a senior first baseman batting ninth, rounding things out for the Holton batting order here today. So again, Ray and Wright, Dillon at short, Kohlberg the DH, Rodriguez pitching, Wheeler catching, Abel at second, Jackson in center, Siegenhagen in left, and Bartle is the first baseman. We step aside for a quick timeout. We'll get you the Redhawks lineup card and get you the first pitch right after this on KNZA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big East League Baseball here this afternoon at Noble Park in Hiawatha. We got you the Wildcat lineup card, the away team here today on the scoreboard, but getting ready for the first pitch. Let's get to the Redhawks lineup here today. Again, 6-9 through 15 games, a 4-8 mark in league play. And their lineup today goes like this. Micah Oldham, senior center fielder, he'll lead things off. Junior left fielder and Carson Henry will bat second. Lucas Lancaster, junior third baseman, he'll bat third. Aiden Grathwall in the cleanup spot. He is the senior pitcher. Batting fifth, Tegan Diller, junior right fielder. Wren Hageman, junior first baseman. He will bat sixth. Michael Jensen, batting seventh, junior second baseman. Cooper Kreider, he bats eighth. He is a sophomore shortstop. Braden Newell, senior catcher. He will round it out for the Redhawks here today. So again, for the Redhawks of Hiawatha, Oldham in center, Henry in left, Lancaster at third, Grathwall pitching, Diller in right, Hageman at first, Jensen at second, Kreider at short, and Newell is the catcher here today. Again, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. Always a good spot to broadcast some high school baseball. We got, I will say, between partly and mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of the warm-ups earlier. The sun was trying to peek through just a touch, but not so much right now. It's a northwest breeze here today, kind of pushing out towards the right field corner of the ballpark here today. Aiden Grathwall, again, the starting pitcher for the Hiawatha Redhawks here today. Both these teams trying to snap four-game losing streaks. Again, both these teams playing earlier in the week. The Wildcats on Tuesday, they were at Rossville, losing both those games 7-1 and 12-1. And then Hiawatha, they were last in action at Perry LeCompton on Monday afternoon, and they lost an 11-10 game to the Cause and got all the way towards the end of their second game. It was tied 3-3, about to go into an eighth inning, but the weather came through and that game got called, so they were unable to complete that game, the Redhawks and the Cause, earlier this week on Monday night. Red uniforms, gray pants, blue numerals and lettering trimmed in white are the Redhawks here today. The blue road uniforms for the Holton Wildcats, white pants with white numerals and lettering. So getting set for the first pitch here today, Cleet Ray, Bodie Dillon, and Cade Kohlberg will lead things off, top three in the order for this Wildcat team, again, who started the season off strong with a sweep against Royal Valley. They played a tough middle season schedule, which included a in-season tournament over in Topeka, in which they saw some big-time schools, Wichita East. That was a victory for the Wildcats, but then back-to-back losses on the Saturday of that tournament, first couple of weeks into April, playing teams like Wichita North and Topeka West as well. Hiawatha got off to kind of a slow start, but middle part of the schedule, they bounced back, and they were riding a nice little streak, getting a third-place finish at the Silver Lake tournament. But again, a sweep at the hands of Sabetha, and also a Game 2 loss to Silver Lake prior to that, and then mentioning their game Monday at Perry, which was an 11-10 loss and a second game that was not completed due to weather. So freshman Cleet Ray, the right fielder for the Holton Wildcats, batting from the left side of the plate, wearing jersey number 5, steps in. Aiden Grathwall, the starting pitcher for the Redhawks, his first pitch at 4:31 is a little bit outside for ball number 1, and we are underway. This Wildcat team, again, 4 wins, 14 losses. Still got a couple of doubleheaders left here in the regular season after tonight, and just trying to surpass their win total from a year ago. 1 ball, 1 strike here on the freshman and Cleet Ray. Scrathwall, the righty, fires a high chopper to the right side, fielded by Hageman, underhands to the pitcher in Grathwall to secure the out to begin this game. So a nice play on the ground out to first, and Ray is retired. That brings up senior shortstop and Bodie Dillon. 1 of the few seniors on this 1-9 order card today. Dillon, good basketball player. Bats from the right side, fairly straight up with his stance, with a slight bend to the knees, and the first pitch, a curveball taken in for strike number 1. Now, talked about the northwest breeze pushing out towards the right field corner here today. Certainly would favor the lefties. There's another good off-speed pitch that is swung on and missed by Dillon, and he quickly falls behind in the count at no balls, 2 strikes. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. Another curveball and just missed inside. Boy, that was close. It's a good eye by Dillon, wearing jersey number 3, playing shortstop today. Good wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Grathwall still ahead at 1-2. Here it comes. Runs inside, missing. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cade Kohlberg on deck. The sophomore DH. The Wildcats looking for their first win over the Redhawks in 4 years. Fouls one straight back into the screen, stays 2-2. The last win for the Wildcats against the Redhawks, you got to go back to April 26th of 2021. Wildcats swept that series, but have lost six straight since. Here's a ground ball, playable at third. Lancaster's going to have a very long throw, and boy, that is pure and on target for another ground out and two up and two down here in the first. Boy, that was just inside the line and picked up behind the bag at third by Lancaster, and boy, he had a long throw across the diamond, and it was perfect and on target to Hegeman for out number two. Two outs, nobody on. Here's Cade Kohlberg, the sophomore DH today. Bats from the right side. Grasswall's first pitch. It bends in there for a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Well, after tonight, Wildcats still have to face more than likely going to be the league champs in Jeff West early next week. Here's a ground ball to the right side on a high hop for Jensen. Easy throw to first. Well in time for the out. So good work by Grasswall. Three ground outs, three up and three down for the Wildcats in the top of the first inning. We go to the home first here on KNZA. No score here in Hiawatha.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
I'm Ryan Beffert, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank in Holton. What we're truly known for is being an in-house lender. We have a suite of our own loan products that may fall outside of the traditional lending guidelines. Our most popular loan products, small she sheds or man caves for the backyard, barn dominiums, rental rehabs, and investment property flips. Reach out to us here at the Farmers State Bank and we'll guide you in the right direction.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KNZA continues here in Hiawatha today. Glad to be a part of your Thursday afternoon. Wildcats retired in order. 1-2-3 in the first. Now we go to the bottom of the first inning. So the Redhawks will have Micah Oldham, Carson Henry, and Lucas Lancaster. And on the bump for the Wildcats is freshman Cody Rodriguez. Tall right-hander getting ready with his final few warm-up tosses. As Hiawatha team again played a tight game at Perry LeCompton on Monday afternoon, resulted in 11-10 cause victory, and they had a 3-3 tie in game two and was going into extras, but the weather came in and they were unable to complete that game on Monday night. Redhawks team again, six wins on the year, and stepping in is Micah Oldham, senior center fielder, veteran leadoff man here for the Redhawks today, wearing jersey number 7, bats from the right side. So the freshman pitching it to the senior, bottom of the first inning, as Rodriguez sets, kicks, and deals, and it's in there, fastball for a called strike. Bottom of the first is underway. Henry and Lancaster also due up here. The Redhawks here today in this first inning of play. Next pitch by Rodriguez, tails outside. He evens up the count at 1-1. Redhawks have won 6 consecutive games against the Wildcats, going back to 2021. Rodriguez sets, and it's a little bit outside, missing with the fastball. 2-1. And this Hiawatha team had a nice middle portion of the season, a third-place finish, the Silver Lake in-season tournament. There's a foul ball back into the screen by Oldham. Good cut. And it evens the count, 2-2. They defeated Atchison County, and then they lost to Jeff West, but then beat Valley Falls on the Saturday of that tournament. Valley Falls, boy, just had Hayden Carney for the Dragons become the all-time career hits leader in the state earlier this week. So how about that for Valley Falls? There's one missing outside, and the count runs full here on Oldham. It's 3-2. Leadoff man here for the Redhawks today. Rodriguez kicks, and a 3-2. Another foul ball right back into the screen. So a good battle here for Micah Oldham. Fouled off a couple here, as the count still at 3-2. No score here early. Wildcats retired in order on 3 consecutive groundouts in the top of the first. And now there's a check swing, and he went around. Strike 3 called. And that will retire Oldham. So one that was probably outside the zone, but just couldn't hold the check swing in time. And that is the first strikeout for Rodriguez. Brings up junior left fielder Carson Henry. Bats from the right side. First pitch by Rodriguez, taken all the way for a called strike. Carson Henry, a junior, playing in left field today, wearing jersey number 11, batting from the right side. Resting that bat on the right shoulder, now lifting it up, straight up stance, and now he hits this well out to the gap in left center field, and that drops, and this could be extra bases. Let's see if he turns it. Boy, it's a big turn at first, and then he goes back. It's a long, lengthy one-out single for Carson Henry. That's the first hit of this afternoon's game. It didn't sound incredibly flush off the bat. Oh boy, he lifted that one out into the gap. It was cut down by Siegenhagen in left, and he got it in quickly to hold Henry to a long, lengthy single. Here's junior third baseman Lucas Lancaster. Man on and one out. Here's a steal attempt as Henry takes off for second. Good throw, but the tag not in time. So Henry, a stolen base. Wheeler, the catcher, made a good throw. It was accurate, but too much speed by Henry. He is up into scoring position with one out in the first. And the count 0-1 here on Lancaster. A little bit of a bend to the knees from the right side. Rodriguez delivers. High chopper towards the middle of the diamond. Fielded by Dillon. Bobbles and a late throw. Not in time. And now it gets away, and that's going to allow Henry to score all the way from second base. Well, that's an unfortunate set for the Wildcats there, as Henry's going to come around to score on the throwing error. And that gives the Redhawks the first lead of this afternoon's game at 1-0. Well, Dillon at short was playing it well, and he had a little bit of a bobble on the exchange, and then the throw was wide of the target of Bartle at first. The Redhawks take advantage. It's a 1-0 Hiawatha lead, and here is Aiden Grafwall. Takes one inside for a called ball number one. Good start here for Hiawatha today. Looking to add to it. Still only one out in this home first. Rodriguez fires. Slow roller. Playable. Third base side. Farley Fields has a long throw, and it's low, and it's dropped by the first baseman. Well, the throw was on time. It would have got Grafwall, but it just popped out the glove, and he is safe. So back-to-back fielding errors here by the Wildcat defense, and it looks like we'll get a courtesy runner in for Grafwall. That's going to be the senior and Connor Kettler. So Kettler takes over at first base, and Lancaster is at second. So first and second, still only one out. Back-to-back throwing errors, not helping the Wildcats here in this first. Pagan Diller steps in, takes one low for ball one, junior right fielder. Batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 14 today. He is closed on his stance. Slight bend to the knees. Rodriguez looking back at second base. And now here is another ground ball. Shortstop side. Dillon plays second for one. Throws to first. It's wide. And then kicks away out to shallow right field. They get one out. And Lancaster has to pump the brakes at third. So again, throwing issues here for the Wildcat defense. But now they're running off the field. And what's the call? They might have called interference against the Hiawatha runner, and that's going to end the inning. So it turns out to be a double play, but the Redhawks do get on the board thanks to a throwing error. After a one-out single by Henry, he comes around to score. And one inning in the books here in Hiawatha, Redhawks leading it 1-0.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here today on KNZA. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Chapman with you. A fortunate way for the Wildcats to get out of the bottom of the first inning, allowing just the one run. They had a couple of throwing errors, but a runner interference called, giving the Wildcat defense a double play to end that inning. So Redhawks leading it 1-0. We go to the second. And Cody Rodriguez steps in, cleanup man today, wearing jersey number 34. Aiden Graswald's first pitch is a called strike, and the top of the second inning is underway. Graswald fires, low and outside, and it's 1-1. Cameron Wheeler and Jarrett Abel also do up this inning for the Wildcats. And the Redhawks out to the 1-0 lead. Another pitch by Graswald, slow roller but foul. And Rodriguez, pitcher on pitcher here, needs to protect. Down in the count at 1-2. Well, the Wildcat defense, a couple of throwing errors in that first inning, but again, runner interference, giving them a double play to end it. And now one bends in there, but it missed inside. And Rodriguez, a good eye there. Evens count, 2-2. Graswald shakes off one sign, shakes off the second, and likes the third from the catcher, Braden Newell. Here it is, and another foul ball. Came at him with another off-speed pitch, and it's 2-2. And the Wildcats just 4 wins a year ago, trying to surpass that mark if they can get a win here tonight. Here is a hard shot, second base side. Jensen, oh, and it kicked to the right and goes out to shallow center field. So Jensen had a play on it, but could not field clean enough. And that gives the Wildcats their first base runner here this afternoon. Got to bring up sophomore catcher Cameron Wheeler. He will bat from the right side wearing jersey number 16. Courtesy runner is in as well, as it'll be Cale Frazier. So Rodriguez reaching first, and now Frazier steps in to run for him, and Graswald out of the stretch. Wheeler immediately shows bunt, pulls back, takes one high. Frazier takes off, throw is on the money, and in time for the out. What a play! Caught stealing is Frazier, a dynamite throw by Braden Newell, and a huge first out for the Redhawks here in the second. Boy, that was an on-target money throw by Newell, and that is the first out of the inning. That pitch was high. 1-0 here on Wheeler, so probably not going to show the bunt now, and that one just missed a little bit low of the target. And it's 2-0. The Wildcats, thanks to a defensive miscue, getting the leadoff man on, but quickly gunned down at second base with the caught stealing. There's a swing and a miss by Wheeler and an off-speed pitch. 2-1. Base is empty. 1 out. Top two. Here in Hiawatha, Redhawks leading at 1-0. Next one a little bit outside, and it's 3-1. Well, after tonight's double dip, both these teams, two more scheduled games, doubleheaders next week to close out the regular season. Both playing Big East League opponents to wrap things up. There's a swing and a miss. Kind of a golf swing there by Wheeler, missing it, and the count runs full, 3-2. After tonight, Hiawatha. On Monday, they'll be at Nemaha Central. And then next Thursday, they'll be back here against Rossville. Line drive right back to Grathwall. Heavy reflexes to make the catch. Goodness me, what a play. Quickly out number two here in the inning. Boy, just a line drive off the bat of Wheeler. Kind of reaching that glove behind and snagging that line drive. Probably taking a hit away. The pitcher in Grathwall. So two up and two down. Here is Jared Abel. Sophomore second baseman takes one low for ball one. They'll talk about the Red Hawks next week, what they got lined up, and Holton on Monday will be back at home taking on more than likely the Big East League champs and Jeff West. Here's a high pop-up by Abel. It's going into shallow right field. Could be a tough play, but coming in to make the catch is Diller calling off the second baseman and Jensen to retire the side. So the Wildcats had a little promise to start, but ultimately Grathwall faces the minimum. We have played 1.5 here in Hiawatha. Red Hawks 1 and the Wildcats nothing.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here continues this afternoon. Red Hawks of Hiawatha coming up here with a 1-0 lead on the Holton Wildcats going into the home second inning. Red Hawks had 5 come up in the bottom of the first, so it'll be 6, 7, and 8. In the Red Hawks order here today, starting with junior first baseman Ren Hageman. He bats from the left side, tad bit closed on the stance. Rodriguez fires a little bit outside for ball one. Bottom two is underway. Well, Carson Henry, the one hit for the Red Hawks in the first, eventually came around to score on a throwing error on the Wildcat defense. Next pitch a little bit high, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Michael Jensen will follow Cooper Kreider after that. If one of those three are able to get on, Braden Newell, number 9 in the order, would step in. A 1-0 Red Hawks lead here today. Rodriguez sets, fires a 2-0, and it's fouled back into the screen, and it's 2 balls, 1 strike. Now, defensively behind Rodriguez today, Wheeler the catcher, Farley at third, Dillon at short, Abel at second, Bartle at first, Segan Hagen in left, Jackson the center fielder, and Ray is the right fielder. Here's a 2-1. Bends in there for a called strike. Good pitch, good location there. And Hageman now evened up with the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Base is empty, nobody out. Here in the bottom of the second inning as Rodriguez sets, kicks, and deals. Fastball just missed outside. And the count runs full, 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Hageman. Well, the Red Hawks started their season back in late March with a 12-inning, 6-5 loss to St. Mary's. They've played some extra-inning games. There's a line drive right to Dillon, the shortstop, who makes a belt-high catch for out number one. So on a 3-2, good pitch by Rodriguez to retire Hageman for out number one here in the home second. Here's junior second baseman Michael Jensen. Batting from the right side, wears jersey number 9. Rodriguez likes the first call by Wheeler, the catcher, kicks and deals. Missing low, ball one. And the 4 Wildcat wins. They swept Royal Valley at the beginning of the season. They beat Wichita East at the Topeka midseason tournament. Here's a high chopper. Jensen, shortstop side. Dylan, boy, sure fire on that glove, and he makes a rifle to first base for out number two. So the shortstop, Bodie Dylan, retiring the first two Redhawks in the second. So two up, two down. Here is the sophomore shortstop in Cooper Kreider. That's from the right side, wearing jersey number 26. So after a shaky first, in which Rodriguez got out of it with only one run allowed, has a chance to go three up, three down. They're in the bottom of the second. Kreider takes one inside, missing. It's one ball, no strikes. Rodriguez kicks, and the 1-0. Good bender in there. Kind of a half-heart check swing there, but called strike anyways, and Kreider now evened up at one ball, one strike. A couple of freshmen in this Wildcat lineup here today. Rodriguez being one of them. Bends another one in there in a late swing, and fouling it away is Kreider out of play, and it's one ball, two strikes. So a chance to breeze through this bottom of the second inning here. Let's see what this 1-2 pitch has in store. It's going to be a foul ball down the right field line and just over the fence foul. So it stays 1-2 here on the sophomore in Kreider. Redhawks already passing their win total from a year ago. A couple years ago, they won 10 games and then 11 back in 2022. That one misses a little bit low and inside, evens up the count, two balls, two strikes. Well, Hageman, a line out to short. Jensen, a ground out to short. And now Kreider sits here, two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. The 2-2. It is low and outside, three balls, two strikes. So Hageman began the inning working a full count on Rodriguez before lining out to Dylan at short. And now Kreider here has worked a 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. And it's lifted high in the air, shallow right field, but backing up is Ray. Boy, that carried quite a bit a ways out there, but Ray settles under it to make the catch to retire the side. So a nice bounce back by the freshman in Rodriguez. Redhawks set down 1-2-3 in the home second. We go to the third inning here at Noble Park, and the Redhawks have a 1-0 lead.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Rebates. Rebates. Get your rebates here.
That's right. Wilson Tire is serving up hot deals all season long. Slide into savings with rebates on top tire brands.
Rebates. Rebates. You can't drive without them.
Matt and Terry are in the dugout and ready to help you knock your tire troubles out of the park. Call Wilson Tire today at 785-362-TIRE. Wilson Tire, where rebates are always in season.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continuing here this afternoon. A 1-0 Hiawatha lead on the Big East League foe today here. And that is the Holton Wildcats. One run in the first inning for the Redhawks. And now the bottom third of this Wildcat order here to begin the third. Tyler Jackson, Cannon Siegenhagen, and Noah Bartle. So a good start here for really both pitchers inside or on the mound, I should say, here today. First pitch swinging, popped up. Newell the catcher, he's got some room behind home plate. He makes the catch. A frustrating out for Kyler Jackson. Pops out to the catcher in foul territory. And seven up, seven down for Grathwall here to start. That'll bring up freshman Cannon Siegenhagen. And Grathwall sets and fired. Ground ball left side, but it's foul. And he jumps in front of the freshman Siegenhagen at no balls and one strike. Bats from the right side wearing jersey number 15. Blue tops, white pants today for the Road Wildcats. Working quickly, Grathwall in 0-1. Bends in there for a called strike, and now Siegenhagen needs to protect. No balls, two strikes. Grathwall shakes off the first sign from Newell. Lights the second. 0-2. Hit right back up the middle. It's a slow roller, but it gets out into center field for a hit. So on an 0-2 pitch, came in with the off speed, and Siegenhagen waited for it. And the first hit of the afternoon for the Wildcats. Good piece of hitting by the freshman. Here is number 9 in the order. And senior first baseman Noah Bartle. Bats from the right side, wears jersey number 27. First base runner of the day for the Wildcats. And now first pitch swinging, high fly ball, shallow left center field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. Boy, it just kind of hung up there. You had Henry, Kreider, Oldham all kind of converging on it, but ultimately falls in between all three for a second consecutive hit for the Wildcats here. Siegenhagen had to pump the brakes, make sure it wasn't going to be caught. He is at second base. So after a pop out in foul territory, as the sun is starting to peek out here, Wildcats have first and second with one out in the inning. Right now trailing 1-0, so that tying run is currently in scoring position. The go-ahead run right now at first. So it gets us back to the top of the order with another freshman in Cleet Ray. Grounded out to first base. And his first at bat this afternoon, but now has an RBI chance here for the Wildcats. My son really starting to shine through. Clouds separating just a touch. Grathwall steps off the rubber. Siegenhagen at second. Bartle is at first. Redhawks right now leading it 1-0 in the top of the third. Ray shows bunt, pulls back, and it's taken for a called strike. You always like to see the bottom of the order be productive. That is the case right now for the Wildcats. Another one is a little bit outside. Evens up the count, 1-1. So Ray again showed bunt, but pulled back. There is one out in the inning. See if he continues that trend. He does put it down, pulls it back. There's a throw to second, and not in time as Grathwall tried to catch Siegenhagen, maybe sleeping a little bit over there, but just got back in time head first. Settles back in, 1-1. Ray does show bunt and pulls back, pitches outside, and it's 2-1. So again, Grathwall faced the minimum through the first seven, but 8-9 in the order, coming up with back-to-back singles, and now Grathwall, another throw over to second base, kind of ricocheted out into shallow left center field, but not deep enough to get Siegenhagen over to third base, so a freshman in Siegenhagen certainly trying to keep Grathwall questioning. Here's the pitch. Another bunt. It's put down, and it just spun foul. Had enough spin on it, landed in fair territory, and then that spin got that ball left side of the line, so it's now a 2-strike count at 2-2. Let's see if Ray continues to show bunt with the 2-strike count here. And the runner at second, Siegenhagen, Bartle at first. 1-0, the Hiawatha lead as Holton bats here in the top of the third. 2-2. In there, called strike three on the outside corner, and Grathwall getting his first strike out here this afternoon, and that's the second out of the inning. Now it's up to the senior and Bodie Dillon. Grounded out to third base in his first at bat. Still at first and second, but now two down. Grathwall sets, kicks out of the stretch, and misses one inside for 1-1. That sun has worked its way through the clouds, and majority of the field is sunshine right now. This is hit to the opposite field, but playing it well is the right fielder. Had a ton of tailspin on it, but boy, Diller made a nice play on it to secure that one in right field and retire the side. So back-to-back one-out singles by the Wildcats, and they're unable to get on the board. 2.5 in the books here in Hiawatha. We go to the home third with the Redhawks leading it 1-0.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Angie with Brown Asherson Electric. Did you know that as a member of Brown Asherson, you are also an owner? Any profits made by the cooperative are eventually returned. These capital credits are part of the cooperative advantage enjoyed by our members. Brown Asherson Electric is member-owned and member-driven. We exist to serve you safely, reliably, and affordably. You can help us be even more affordable and maybe even win a bill credit. Please contact our office and be a part of the Beast of Peace program this summer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KNZA continues here this afternoon. Noble Park in Hiawatha. Brandon and Kurt with you here on KNZA. Appreciate the listeners and supporters out there, as always, each and every time we are on the air. Good one here so far. Right now, the home team Redhawks of Hiawatha, 1-0 lead on the Holton Wildcats. It's going to be 9-1-2 in the Redhawks' order here in the bottom of the third inning. Rodriguez back to work on the rubber, and the first pitch is a foul off there by Newell. And we'll start behind in the count, no balls, one strike. So bottom three is underway. Newell, Oldham, and Henry do up for the Redhawks' offense here as they work with that 1-0 advantage. Here's a late swing and a slow roller to the right side. Could be a tough play. Nobody fields, and an infield hit right there. Beat out by Braden Newell. Boy, it was kind of tough to judge who was going to get that, whether it was Bartle at first or Rodriguez, the pitcher. Might have been a little miscommunication, but a leadoff base runner here for the Redhawks. And a courtesy runner will come in. I believe that is going to be Blake Parker. Oh, Morton. Beg your pardon. Appreciate the correction there. That is Ethan Morton over there at first base. Here's the pitch. And it's called strike here to Micah Oldham, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez out of the stretch, and the courtesy runner takes off. There's the throw to first, and a play at second is in time for the out. What a pick by the freshman Cody Rodriguez. Morton was taking off. Rodriguez darted one to first, and then Bartle a dart down to Dillon at second to tag Morton for out number one. So we have seen a couple of pickoffs already here today. So one out in the inning. And the 0-1 is a little bit outside to Oldham and evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Micah, he struck out in his first at-bat today. And the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. Big-time cut. Pitch was a little bit towards the outside part of the plate, and it's one ball, two strikes. So both these teams early on have squandered some base-running opportunities. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Micah Oldham. He has struck out twice today, and the second strikeout for Rodriguez. So two down, nobody on. Here is junior left fielder Carson Henry. He's got the lone hit for the Redhawks with a single and a run scored. The only run we have seen to this point. Got home on a throwing error by the Wildcats. Takes one, called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Rodriguez likes the first sign from Wheeler. And the 0-1. Just missed outside. One ball, one strike. Both pitchers have worked out of some jams here, certainly early on. That one runs inside, and somehow Henry able to spin out of the way, and it's going to be two balls, one strike. Well, if Henry can get on, Lucas Lancaster on deck. And Rodriguez, after a shaky first, maybe a chance to go back-to-back minimal face. But here's a line drive out to center field, and playing it perfectly is Kyler Jackson, a couple steps to his right, to make a shoulder-high catch to retire the side. So, Cody Rodriguez, he does, in fact, face the minimum in the bottom of the third inning, and we go to the fourth here in Hiawatha. The Redhawks leading the Wildcats 1-0.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now cruising along here in Hiawatha this afternoon. Back to work here is Aiden Grafwall. He's pitched well here for the Redhawks. They hold a 1-0 advantage on the Holton Wildcats as we go to the fourth inning of play. Sun is through the clouds here today. That breeze northwest towards that right field corner. 3:15 down the lines here at Noble Park. 3:60. To straightaway center, the gap's at 340. Dimensions of the diamond here today. Here's Cade Kohlberg, number three in the order for the Wildcats, leading things off, and he fouls away the first pitch, and it's no balls, one strike. So the meat part of the order for the Wildcats at 3, 4, and 5, it's Kohlberg, Rodriguez, and Wheeler. Neither starting pitcher has walked a batter to this point. Haven't been a ton of strikeouts, but command has been good on both sides on the bump here so far. Lone run for the Redhawks in the first inning. That one runs inside, and right on cue, the announcer Jinx comes into play. As Kohlberg is hit on that off-speed pitch, and the Wildcats, for the second time in four innings, have their leadoff man on. So Kohlberg takes first. Rodriguez steps in. Kohlberg represents the tying run here in the top of the fourth. Here's a quick throw to first, and boy, that was close, just beating back that throw. Kind of a wide throw, but Hageman made a good tag, but Kohlberg is safe. Only the pitcher had to really work much out of the stretch here so far today, but Grafwall back to it. That pitch missing outside. And it's 1-0, no strikes here on Rodriguez. He reached on an error. And then a courtesy runner came in for him, who was immediately gunned down at second base on a steal attempt. Next pitch outside, 2-0, no strikes. The freshman, Rodriguez, looks back towards his coach down the third baseline, steps back in with a 2-0 count. Pitch by Grafwall, just missed outside, 3-0, no strikes. I said last inning, both teams have certainly squandered some base running opportunities. As there's another throw over to first base, as Kohlberg back again on a close play. But Rodriguez has the count well in his favor. It's 3-0. Grafwall sets and fires. Bends it in there for a called strike. Rodriguez taking all the way, and it's 3-1. A 1-0 Hiawatha lead here in the top of the fourth. Wildcats have their leadoff man at first, and that one is outside, 4. So a good at bat there. Rodriguez reaching for a second time today. Should be a courtesy runner on deck here for him once again. It's going to be Zachary Carlson. So Kohlberg at second base. Rodriguez and his now courtesy runner in Carlson at first base. And up here is sophomore catcher Cameron Wheeler. Well, as soon as I mentioned neither pitcher had walked anybody, Grafwall immediately hit Kolberg and then walked Rodriguez on five pitches. Grasswall throwing back to second base and keeping certainly a close eye on Kolberg. The tying run at second base, go-ahead run at first, and now a bunt put down by Wheeler to the right side. This is perfected, but the throw is just a little bit off the bag, but they secure it for the out. So the sacrifice is laid down. Kolberg gets up to third, and the courtesy runner Carlson at second base. So very nicely done by Wheeler. So a base hit could give the Wildcats their first lead of the afternoon. They trail 1-0. They're at second and third with one out for Jarrett Abel, sophomore second baseman. With the runners at second and third, Grasswall looks to be going back to the windup here, and that's exactly what he's doing. First pitch is hit well. Line drive towards the gap, and this is trouble. It drops in for a hit. A long turn at first, and it's going to be a 2-RBI double by Abel. Boy, he got about halfway to second base, pumping the brakes. It was cut off nicely by Oldham in center, but the damage is done. And the Wildcats have their first lead of the afternoon. It is 2-1. So the sophomore in Abel coming through. Wildcats leading 2-1. Still only one out in the inning. Here's Kyler Jackson. He will show bunt. Puts it down, but just foul. Jackson, a frustrating at-bat. His first time up, a swing at the first pitch, popped it up to the catcher in foul territory where Newell made the catch to secure the out. Let's see if he keeps the bunt trend going here. He fouled that one away. A little bit closed on his stance from the right side. He does not show bunt. He takes it all the way. Here's the stolen base attempt. Good throw, but a little bit tardy. And it's going to be safe at second base for Abel. So Abel moves up into scoring position with still only one out. The count here on Jackson, one ball, one strike. Little pause in the action here. Newell, the catcher, adjusting the gear and settling back into his spot behind the dish. Jackson, an elite wrestler, shows bunt. Oh, and he missed it there, and it's a called strike, and it's 1-2. Pitch was a little bit off the outside part of the plate, but trying to get a piece of it, but could not do so. And now the bunt attempt might go away at 1-2 here. Runner at second is Abel. With one out in the inning, the Wildcats have taken a 2-1 lead, and that one runs inside and hits Jackson in the back. Now we got a pause in the action, and now the Wildcats are putting something together here as Redhawks are going to have a meeting on the bump. That is the second Wildcat hit by a pitch here in this inning. The big hit was Jarrett Abel, the 2-RBI single. He's right now at second base. Jackson just taking first, so still two on and one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Grasswall, after the meeting, is going to try to keep this thing at a one-run deficit. The Wildcats are putting together good inning so far, still only one out. So after Jackson took one off the back there on a 1-2 pitch, here's Cannon Siegenhagen. The freshman, left fielder, with two on and one out. Wildcats leading it 2-1. Here's the pitch, and it missed low for ball one. Siegenhagen singled in his first at-bat. 1-for-1 so far today. Now an RBI chance here in the fourth. That one missed low as well. Two balls, no strikes. Cameron Wheeler laid down a sack bunt earlier in the inning, moving two runners into scoring position, and then right after that, Abel with the 2-RBI single. Next pitch to Siegenhagen, low and outside, and quickly three balls, no strikes, with Noah Bartle on deck. out of the stretch, Grathwall fires back to second base, and sliding back in safely is Abel. Both these teams trying to snap four-game skids here today. That pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Siegenhagen taking all the way. It's now 3-1. See if he takes again. Still with the count in his favor. Grathwall quickly sets, kicks, and fires. And it's a little bit high, ball four. So the bases are loaded for number 8 in the order. Or correction, now number 9 in the order in Bartle. And I think we're going to get a pitching change here for the Red Hawks, and that is the case. So the Wildcats have taken a lead of 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. They have the bases loaded with still only one out in the inning. We'll let you know who's on the bump right after this here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Recover closer to home with the swing bed program at Holton Community Hospital. Whether you're healing from surgery, illness, or injury, even if your procedure was at another hospital, you can continue your care right here in Jackson County. Our skilled team provides IV therapy, rehab, wound care, and more, so you can focus on getting stronger surrounded by family. For more information, please call 785-305-1862. Speak to one of our case managers. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, tough spot here for Michael Jensen, who is the new pitcher here for the Redhawks, as Grathwall exits here in the fourth inning with still only one out. 3 1/3, couple of walks, couple of hit batters, a strikeout, and 2 earned runs allowed. The Wildcats right now leading it 2-1, but the bases are loaded with the one out for number 9 in the order in Noah Bartle for the Wildcats. So a big opportunity here to extend on what is right now just a slim one-run lead. Let's see if Jensen can work out of the jam. Grathwall goes to third. Lancaster now defensively at second base. A bunt put down, a squeeze opportunity. Fielded, throw home as well, wide, and everybody is safe. Here comes a second runner in to score. And on a squeeze bunt, it works out to be a two-run AB. And the Wildcats doubling up their run total. It is now 4-1. Well, the throw was wide. Jensen off the bump, fielded, and then a wide throw. They tried to get the lead run at home. And we get back to the top of the order here with Cleet Ray. Now they're at second and third with still only one out. So again, those two runs on the second error of the game by Hiawatha. Here is a bunt shown, pulled back, and it's a little bit outside here on the freshman Ray. 2 balls, no strikes. And the pitch by Jensen, pulled back on the bunt attempt, and it's a called strike. It's 2-1. So both teams had some costly throwing errors here today, but credit in Bartle on that bunt placement between home and Jensen on the pitcher's mound, making it a tough play to get that lead run at home, which a wide throw led to two runs. It's a 4-1 Wildcat lead looking for more. Still only one out. The next pitch bends in there, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Ray. Eighth batter to come up in the inning here for the Wildcats. And the pitch is right back up the middle into center field, and Cleet Ray, the freshman, They're going to send the second run in. No throw, and it's a two RBI single. The Wildcats here blowing it open a touch in the fourth. It is a six-run inning as Ray drives in two. Went right back up the middle into center field. The Wildcats have batted around. Here is Dylan. Fouls it away down the right field side. And Dylan starts behind at 0-1. And the runner at first is Ray. After driving in two right there. A sixth spot for the Wildcats. Still only one out. Jensen sets, kicks, and fires. Bends in a curveball there, called strike, and it's 0-2. The only out recorded to this point was on a sack bump by Wheeler, which moved a couple runners into scoring position. Next pitch outside, Newell did a good job in keeping that one in front of him. And it's 1-2 here on Dylan. He's 0-2 today, a ground out and a fly out. Runner at first is Ray with still one out. Jensen sets out of the stretch. Ray takes off. Here's the pitch. It's high and in. Throw from Newell down to second. Little bit high and not in time. Boy, it was close. If the throw's a little bit lower, it might have been on time. But, boy, bang, bang at second. But Ray gets the credit for a stolen base. So he's into scoring position. And the count 2-2 now on Dylan. Jensen sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Huge strikeout. Down goes Dylan. First strikeout for Jensen today. So batting for a second time this inning, it is Cade Kohlberg who led it off and was hit by a pitch, came around to score. Jensen tries to get out of it now. First pitch outside for ball one. Kohlberg also has a ground out to second base back in the first. But a sixth spot put up here by the Wildcats. They have sent 10 to the plate to this point. And they lead it here right now 6-1 in the top of the fourth. This one is fouled out of play right side. Evens up the count. 1-1. Runner at second base is Cleet Ray. Drove in two with a single in this inning. Got to second on a steal. Decent lead, not being held, and now another swing and barely foul down the left field line. Kohlberg now behind in the count, 1-2, two outs, one on. Top of the fourth inning here in Hiawatha. The Wildcats have plated six and lead it by five. Jensen came in to relieve Grathwall earlier in the inning, trying to get out of this inning. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Lancaster fields to his left, plenty of time, and makes a knee-high throw to first to record the final out. But certainly the damage done for the Wildcats. They played six and send 10 to the plate in the top of the fourth inning. We're halfway through it here in Hiawatha. The Wildcats, a 6-1 lead here on KNZA.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
At last, it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning here on KNCA. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tamman with you here in Hiawatha. Boy, the Wildcats, a sixth spot in the top of the fourth inning. They lead here at Hiawatha 6-1. as the Redhawks try to battle back here in the second half of this game today. It'll start with Lucas Lancaster, followed by Grathwall, Diller after that. And the Wildcats putting up a big inning and now lead it by five at 6-1. Rodriguez, a little breathing room here. He's pitched well. He has faced the minimum in each of the last two innings. And his first pitch is a swing and a grounder. Dylan diving, fielding, throwing, and retiring the runner at first base. Lancaster grounds out to short, and it's one pitch, one out here in the fourth. Dylan has made some nice plays at short here today. And here's Grathwall, who started the game, but Jensen replaced him on the rubber in that last half inning. And he swings at the first pitch and slices it to the gap in right center field, and this is going to be extra bases. Boy, it trickles all the way to the warning track. And Grathwall is in there with a stand-up one-out double. The first extra base hit of today's game, and maybe that's exactly what the doctor ordered for the Redhawks here down five. Now here is Tegan Diller, junior right fielder, as he is 0-for-1 today with the ground out to short. One-out double by Grathwall has him at second base. So Rodriguez back to the stretch. Nobody holding the runner at second. Here's the pitch. And it gets away to the backstop. And a pass ball allows Grathwall to get to third without the throw. Well, Diller, an opportunity, even an out here in some way, can still get that runner in from third. Right now the infield is fairly in on the edge of the grass here as they try to keep Grathwall at third. Rodriguez kicks. His 1-0 is popped up, but foul. And it's 1-1 here on Diller. That was just the third hit of the afternoon for the Redhawks. Here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt, 2. The 2-1 here on Diller. As 6 runs that the Wildcats scored in that last inning, there were a couple of walks, a couple of hit batters, a couple of big knocks as well. Next pitch popped up, foul territory behind home plate. The catcher settles, and reaching back is Wheeler to make the grab for out number 2. Now, it wasn't clean, kind of was a little bit in front of it, reached the right arm back and secured that one for out number 2. That's a big second out. The infield goes back to normal depth. Grathwall at third. Now 2 down. It's up to Hageman. And he fouls away the first pitch, and it's 0-1. He lined out to short in his first at-bat today. Now you need a base hit with 2 outs to get that run in from third. As Rodriguez sets, looks back at third. Nobody holding. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight back. And quickly, Hageman falling behind here. It is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Grathwall, a one-out double. Got to third on a pass ball, but Diller just popped out into foul territory. And now it's up to Hageman here, but it's an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, called strike 3, and the inning is over. It's the third strikeout for the freshman Rodriguez, and the Redhawks leave a runner stranded in scoring position. Well, we have played 4 here in Hiawatha. Right now, the Wildcats leading this one 6-1.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Hiawatha, Brandon Tamman and Kirk Kilman with you. It's Big East League Baseball here today. Just glad to be a part of your Thursday afternoon. Right now, the Wildcats on the road coming up here to bat in the top of the fifth inning. They lead it here 6-1. All six of their runs scored in the fourth. As Jensen goes back to work, first pitch swinging, rifled up the middle into center field. And how about the freshman, Cody Rodriguez, a leadoff single. And he has reached in all three of his at-bats today, and that should bring out a courtesy runner for the Wildcats, and it will be Cale Frazier once again. So Rodriguez reached on an error in his first at-bat. He walked in the fourth, and here to lead off the fifth, a sharp single to center field. Now Frazier running for him at first. That brings up sophomore catcher Cameron Wheeler. The first pitch kicks away. It was low and in the dirt, and Frazier, a lot of speed. He'll take second. Oh, Frazier up into scoring position with nobody out. Wheeler jumps in front at one ball, no strikes. And a quick pause in the action here. Well, the sun has gone back behind the clouds for a little bit there. It was about 90% sunshine on the diamond here, but that has since gone away rather quickly. Umpire talking to the Hiawatha coaching staff, and whatever it was, nothing changed. We're back to it. One ball, no strikes here on Wheeler. Runner at second is Frazier, courtesy runner. Trying to add to a 6-1 lead here in the top of the fifth. As Jensen sets, and his 1-0 is high for a ball. Here's a throw, a steal attempt at third. Frazier is out at third base. Diving to his left, the throw was a little bit off target, but Graffwall made a nice tag to secure it and tag Frazier for the out. We have seen multiple caught stealings here today. Now that empties the bases, and the count is 2-0, now 3-0 here on Wheeler. Wheeler had the big sack bunt in that last inning, and now he takes a four-pitch walk. Well, that shows how big that caught stealing was at third base, because he could have potentially had runners at the corners with nobody out. Now you have a runner at first with one out. And we're going to get another courtesy runner in for the Wildcats, and it's going to be, for a second time, Zachary Carlson. The Wildcats utilizing their courtesy runners pretty consistently here today. So it is Carlson running for Wheeler. And stepping in is Jared Abel, who had the big 2-RBI single in the 6-run fourth inning. He has 1-for-2 today with that 2-RBI hit. Also has a stolen base and a run scored. Here's a throw down to first after a pitch missed inside. And the courtesy runner Carlson back in safely. One ball, no strikes here on Abel. A 6-1 Wildcat lead here. They bat with one out, one on in the fifth. Here's the pitch. And it's hit off the inside part of the bat and just past the outstretched arms of Graffwall into left for a hit. Well, he's shaking his hands. You can tell where it hits on the inside part of the bat. That one probably stung just a touch, but strength by Abel to get it out in the left field for a hit. So now they're at first and second and still only one out. Second hit of the day for Abel. Sophomore having a good afternoon. Here's Kyler.
Kirk Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital. From the moment you know you're pregnant, we're here for you every step of the way. Imagine your own private room, expert doctors, prenatal classes, and lactation support, all focused on you and your precious newborn. Our labor and delivery rooms are designed for your family's comfort and privacy. Ready for a wonderful beginning? Call the labor and delivery
to... missed the zone there, and it's going to be one ball, one strike. And there is one out. Only one strike now on Jackson. We'll see if he continues to try to put that bunt down. We have seen a lot of small ball here today. It has worked for the Wildcats, leading by five. 1-1, he does show bunt, and he does put it down. The pitch was high, and Jensen Fields, and the only play is at first base to get Jackson for out number two. But the sack gets the runners up to second and third. Now it's up to the freshman in Siegenhagen with two outs. So Siegenhagen steps in. He has had a good afternoon. He has singled and walked. He has also scored a run. Now base hit could drive in two and add to this lead. Jensen's first pitch is high for ball one. Well, Jensen again came in a tough spot last inning for Grathwall. Didn't quite hold it all the way down. Next pitch popped up in the infield. Jensen waved off by the third baseman, and Grathwall, who makes the catch left of the mound to retire the side. So the Wildcats threaten, put two into scoring position, but come up empty. Go to the bottom of the fifth here in Hiawatha. Redhawks need to put something together. They trail it 6-1.
Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital. From the moment you know you're pregnant, we're here for you every step of the way. Imagine your own private room, expert doctors, prenatal classes, and lactation support, all focused on you and your precious newborn. Our labor and delivery rooms are designed for your family's comfort and privacy. Ready for a wonderful beginning? Call the labor and delivery department at Sabetha Community Hospital today. 785-284-1529. Sabetha Community Hospital, supporting families close to home.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball, it continues here today on KNCA. We are heading into the bottom of the fifth inning here at Hiawatha. Redhawks have got some work to do. They trail the Wildcats of Fulton 6-1. The one run for the Redhawks back in the first inning. Wildcats got all six of their runs in the fourth. And Rodriguez, the freshman, has pitched well today. Back to it. And a bunt put down here by Jensen, fielded at third by Farley, and the throw is not in time. It kicked away from the first baseman in Bartle. The Redhawks have a leadoff man on. So Jensen at first. Here is Cooper Kreider. Blew out to right in his first at bat. Batting from the right side, Jensen at first, and there is a throw to first by Rodriguez, and back in time is Jensen. Well, Rodriguez, after his defense had a couple of throwing errors in the first, they have locked down on that side. Here's another throw to first. That time a little bit closer, but Jensen back safely standing. After facing that minimum, or I should say that first inning where he faced five, he faced the minimum in the second and third, and then just faced four, Rodriguez did, in the fourth inning. So he has certainly quieted the Redhawks order to this point. But Jensen at first, a leadoff hit, and going back and forth with Rodriguez here, expecting Jensen to go. There he goes. High fastball, chance for a play at second, not in time. Well, three straight throws to first by Rodriguez. He kind of had an idea that Jensen was going to go, and he did, but Jensen gets the steal to second. So a runner in scoring position with nobody out. And Kreider still awaiting. Now what will be the second pitch? It is 1-0. Here's the pitch. Ground ball left side. Dylan, the shortstop to his right, looks back the runner. Off balance throw in time for the out. That is a heck of a play by Dylan at short. And a big first down. It keeps Jensen at second base. Here's Braden Newell, number 9 in the order. Singled in his first at bat today. And was courtesy run for Ethan Morton after that. Red Hawks desperately trying to put something together here late. Batting in the bottom of the fifth, one out, one on. Trail here to the Wildcats at 6-1. There's a foul away there by Newell. Starts behind in the count, no balls, one strike. A single in the third was on an 0-1 count. And now he sits here 0-1 on Rodriguez in the fifth. Jensen, the runner at second with one down. Rodriguez looks back and now fires it home. In the dirt for ball one. Good slide to the right by the catcher and Wheeler to keep it in front. Pretty good gap between home base and the backstop here. Rodriguez, one ball, one strike out of the stretch, kicks and fires. Another one in the dirt, and that one kicked away a little bit, but Wheeler's saving it again. And Newell jumps in front after falling behind. It's two balls, one strike. Well, the Redhawks are in the Sabetha Class 3A Regional. Right now, Riverside, record-wise, the top seed there. The ball is shown, but then pulling back is Newell. Pitch missed outside. It's 3-1. So again, a 3-1 count here on Newell. Here's the pitch. To the back at it, flies it out to center. Jackson, though, in a good spot. A couple steps forward to make the catch for the out. So two outs now after a leadoff infield single by Jensen. He is still at second base, and it's up to Michael Oldham here as we flip back to the top of the order. A 6-1 Wildcat lead here as the Redhawks trying to put a rally together here late. Sun is back out through the clouds here. Pitch off speed by Rodriguez, missed upstairs for ball number one. Well, Micah is responsible for two of the three Rodriguez strikeouts here today. Just up on the path on the right side. And out swing there. Lifted out to right field. Tough with the wind. And making a running catch is the freshman in Ray. Boy, he has had a heck of an afternoon. And he saved the run there, no doubt about it. So, again, the Redhawks get a man into scoring position but come up empty. 5 innings here played at Noble Park. And the Wildcats leading it 6-1.
Where is the meat? It's at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Stock up during a 3-day massive meat sale this Friday, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Save on baby back ribs, $2.49 a pound, ribeye and KC strips, $7.99 a pound. 10-pound tube of ground beef, just $3.39 per pound, boneless pork loin, $1.69 a pound, plus other items. Hurry, as these sales exist only as long as the supply lasts. Hurry into the massive 3-day meat sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Holton Wildcats, as we go to the sixth inning here in Hiawatha, leading the Redhawks 6-1 here on KNCA. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. Sun peeking through the partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's been in and out here today. And right now, both these teams trying to snap four-game losing streaks. And the Wildcats, a six-run fourth inning. And looking to add some key insurance here as they bat in the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Bartle, Ray, and Dylan. That is 9-1-2 in the Wildcat order here today as Jensen is back to work on the rubber. And the first pitch of the sixth inning is in there for a called strike on the inside corner. Well, Bartle has a single and a run scored today. He's also reached out a fielder's choice, and there's a swing and a miss right there, and he falls behind at 0-2. Calls for time as he steps back in. And the pitch is fouled away, so it stays no balls, two strikes. In the Wildcats, there's six runs in the fourth. It was Cleet Ray who had a two RBI single, and also Abel who had a two RBI single in that inning as well. And now this one is hit to the third base side, fielded by Grathwall. He's got time, and he makes a good throw to retire Bartle for out number one. So one up, one down here in the top of the sixth inning, and back to the top of the order, as we just mentioned, in freshman Cleet Ray, who has back-to-back, or I should say has had two RBI single in the fourth. He is 1-for-3 today. Has made some good defensive plays in right field as well with that win today, including saving a run, making a nice running catch in the bottom of the fifth. One ball, no strikes here on Ray. Here's the pitch. And he hits it opposite field, but just foul. Well, for this Wildcat team, you got a freshman in Ray leading it off at your top spot in the order. And then Rodriguez has pitched well today. He is a freshman in the cleanup spot. So two certainly have bright futures here for this Wildcat team as he takes one upstairs, does Ray, and it's two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch by Jensen. Swing and a miss. Good offering there, but it evens up the count, 2-2. Base is empty, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Wildcats 6, Redhawks 1. Jensen out of the windup, likes that offering by Newell. Here it is. And it's lifted out to center field as Oldham doesn't have to move much. Backs up a couple steps and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So Jensen battling back here, two up, two down, and that's going to leave us to Bodie Dillon, senior shortstop. He has also made some nice plays defensively here today at short. And he steps in 0-for-3, a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Here's the pitch. First pitch swinging, slow roller, third base side, fielded by the shortstop, long throw. Is it dug up in time? It is. Wow, what a play. Grathwall missed. Kreider backed him up. And a low throw, Hageman digs it out at first base, so a pretty swift inning here as the Wildcats go three up, three down in the top of the six. Redhawks are down to six outs. They trail at 6-1 here on KNCA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continues this afternoon here in Hiawatha. Sun is back out. That breeze has been fairly consistent out of the northwest. And for the Redhawks, they are down to six outs and they trailed the Holton Wildcats by a score of 6-1. And appreciate everyone hanging with us here today, as it's the number two spots in this order for the Red Hawks. And Carson Henry, Cody Rodriguez, he is back to work. He has pitched very well here today, and the first pitch to Henry is a called strike. Henry, Lancaster, and Grathwall, 2, 3, and 4 in the Red Hawks order, needing to put a rally together here in the final couple innings. Next pitch runs up and inside, 1-1. Well, Henry got the scoring going way back in the first with a single and a run scored. Still the only run for the Red Hawks here in today's game. Next pitch low and inside, 2-1. Just 4 hits collectively for the Red Hawks offense against freshman and Cody Rodriguez. There's a foul tip there and a strike number 2. Double deuce, 2-2 count here on Carson Henry, the junior. Wildcats trying to get win number 5 on the year. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, shallow right field again. This is going to be tough with that wind, and it's going to drop in for a hit right next to the foul line. You had Abel and Ray both converging on it. The wind blowing in that direction and made it a tough play, but it falls in for a hit. Keeping the line moving as Henry is aboard for a second time here today, and that'll bring up Lancaster. He reached on an error back in the first. He's also grounded out to short. And the first pitch taken all the way for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, the opportunity is now here for the Red Hawks. Here is a throw to first, and back safely is Henry. One run in the first for the Red Hawks, the 6 runs for the Wildcats, all in the fourth. Zeros across the scoreboard the rest of the way, and a near pickoff at first. Boy, that was a close play, but they say Henry was back safely. I don't think the Wildcat fans agreed with that. No balls, 1 strike to count here on Lancaster. That's from the right side. Here is Rodriguez's pitch, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. 1 run, 4 hits, and 3 left for the Red Hawks here today, trying to put something together here in the late innings as Rodriguez another throw over to first base, and that time Henry was back in time. He's got a good sizable lead there. He is being held on by Bartle. He doesn't go, and the pitch is a little bit outside, and it makes it 1-2. Well, both pitching staffs today, of course, the Wildcats have gone with Rodriguez since the jump, but been a lot of pickoff moves here today. Now, this one is hit out towards right field, and Ray running it, but he can't chase it down. It's well over his head. Extra bases on tap here for the Red Hawks. This could be an RBI triple, and it will be an RBI triple as Lancaster is in there safely standing. Boy, a line shot to right. Ray couldn't run it down. It got all the way to the fence near the 340 sign. That is how you needed to start this inning if you were Hiawatha. They get their first run since the first, and it's now a 6-2 game. Lancaster, the RBI triple. That'll bring up Grathwall. Red Hawks within 4. Rodriguez out of the stretch. Kicks and fires, and it's hit back up the middle into center field for an RBI. It's cut off quickly by Jackson. He gets it in. Back-to-back RBI knocks, and Grathwall has cut this thing in half. It is now 6-3 Wildcats. So a single followed by an RBI triple followed by an RBI single. The first 3 have reached, and the first 2 have scored. It is now a 6-3 game here in the bottom of the 6th. And a time called here is Tegan Diller steps in. And now steps back in after the time was called. So Rodriguez had been cruising along, but has given up three straight hits. And now a ground ball fielded at third. Farley to second for one. Chance for two is not in time, and the throw is a little bit wide. So they didn't get the double play, but they get the out at second. And Diller reaching via the fielder's choice. There's one out in the inning. That'll bring up Ren Hageman. So again, three hits, two runs in this inning for the Redhawks, but they're still down three. It's 6-3. Here's the pitch. Fastball runs high. It's one ball, no strikes. Hageman 0-for-2, a line out and a strikeout. Rodriguez has struck out three today. He is out of the stretch. Good lead by Diller. He takes off. Here's the throw to second by Wheeler on target. You couldn't have placed it in a better spot. He is out at second base. Boy, Wheeler has made some dart throws to second today, and that is a monstrous second out for the Wildcats. So now the bases are empty with two down. And the pitch by Rodriguez is a swing and a miss. I should say this is Connor Kettler, who is pitch hitting right now. Forgot to make that mark there. And the pitch by Rodriguez to Kettler is low. And two balls and one strike here on the pitch hitter in Kettler. And he lifts it in the air, foul, right side, out of play. And correction on the count, it is full. Three balls, two strikes here on Kettler. Batting for Hageman. Two outs, nobody on. The Redhawks have scored two here in the inning to get within 6-3. And now a time called and a meeting on the hill here is, boy, Rodriguez, he was cruising along, but he gave up two singles and a triple. And scored two runs here in the inning to start, but has since got some help from Wheeler, the catcher, throwing a runner down at second base. And it looks like we will stay with Rodriguez here. Doesn't look like a pitching change is happening right now. The freshman has pitched well today, and right now he still has his team in front by three, although the Redhawks have scored two in the inning. So after the meeting on the bump, a 3-2 pitch coming up here to Connor Kettler. Once again, pitch hitting for Hageman, who was 0-for-2 today. Big 3-2 with two outs, bases empty. Rodriguez out of the windup. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the mitt of Wheeler to secure the strikeout. So Rodriguez, his fourth strikeout today, and that ends the inning. But a single, a triple, and a single, producing two runs for the Redhawks, and they get within 6-3, but they still trail. We head to the seventh inning. You're listening to High School Baseball here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting the defensive alignments here as right now the Redhawks shaking things up on that end as we go to the seventh inning. The Wildcats of Holton, a 6-3 advantage, and trying to end a four-game losing streak, but I'll try to add a little bit of insurance here. Two balls, no strikes here on Cade Kohlberg, who leads things off here for this Wildcat team today. He was hit by a pitch, scored the first of the six runs in the fourth. Now he slices this one down the right field line, but tails foul. And it's two balls and one strike. So again, just running down that defensive alignment here as Kettler was a pitch hitter that last inning for the Redhawks. He's out in left field. You still have Oldham in center, Diller in right, Lancaster back at third, Kreider at short, Henry at second, Grathwall at first. Jensen's pitch there is a swing and a miss. Evens up the count here on Kohlberg. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez and Wheeler also due up in this inning. Redhawks got three consecutive hits, including a triple, in the bottom of the sixth inning, producing a couple runs, but they're still down three. The next pitch tails outside, and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Both these teams have a couple of matchups on tap next week, and now this one is lifted out towards left. Kettler, who just came in to play out there defensively, settles into it and makes the catch to retire Kohlberg. That'll bring up and Cody Rodriguez, the freshman, who has pitched all six innings here today, and he has reached base in all three of his at-bats. A single, a walk, and an error. And now he lines this one, tailing out towards center field, but running it down is Oldham. And just like that, two outs here in the top of the seventh. Well, again, Jensen has pitched well. He came in a tough spot in that six-run fourth inning for the Wildcats as Grathwall gave up five of those runs, although four of which were earned. Jensen has pitched well since. There's a fastball that runs inside and misses, and Wheeler jumps out in front. One ball, no strikes. Well, Jensen has retired seven in a row, and now this one is hit off the inside part of the bat and fielded by Jensen, who comes a few steps off the rubber to retire it down to first base. So eight straight retired by Jensen. And a final opportunity for the Redhawks. We go to the home seventh. They trail Holton. It is 6-3.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning here on KNZA in Hiawatha, Noble Park, the location, and the Redhawks are going to have to rally here. Rodriguez back on the bump, trying to complete this game in a Wildcat win as Holton here on the road, leading it 6-3. All six of the Wildcat runs in the fourth inning. The Redhawks got one in the first and then two more there in the sixth to cut it in half, but right now they need at minimum three runs here. And they got the bottom third of the order here, starting with Michael Jensen. The freshman Rodriguez pitching here into the seventh. He has struck out four. And the first pitch, little chin music there, runs one high and in with the fastball, and getting behind it is Jensen. It's one ball, no strikes. Getting out of the way of it, I should have said. And a 1-0 lifted out towards center field. Jackson is eyeing it down a little back and to his left, and he settles under it for a shoulder-high catch. Four out number one. One out here in the home seventh. Two outs left here for the Redhawks, and here is Cooper Kreider. Sophomore shortstop, he is 0 for 2 today. Rodriguez, a absolute quality start, trying to secure a win here for his team. First pitch just missed inside with the fastball, it's 1-0. Braden Newell on deck for the Redhawks. Both these teams trying to snap four-game losing streaks here today. They'll play another one after this. And we'll have two more matchups on tap next week. Here's a ground ball, diving field. Farley, does he have time? Across the diamond. What a defensive play by Farley at third. Taking maybe extra bases away from Kreider. And just like that, the Redhawks down to their final out. Boy, maybe the best defensive play we have seen here today in the clutchest of times. Now it's up to Braden Newell. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Wildcats, the three-run advantage, trying to hold on here for the victory. First pitch swinging, lifted out into left field. Siegenhagen to the gap, makes the catch. A swift seventh inning for Rodriguez, and the game is over. Boy, what a impressive start here by the freshman, and the Wildcats get their fifth win of the season. It's a 6-3 Holton final here on KNZA. We'll step aside for a timeout, wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA. It was a good time ball game here for the Holton Wildcats. They win it in Hiawatha. It was a 6-3 final as they snap a four-game losing streak, get win number five on the year. That was their fourth Big East League win here in 2025. But they get all their six runs captured in the fourth inning today. And there was a crucial error that didn't help out the Redhawks defense, but the big hits in that inning, Cleet Ray, two RBI single, and also a two RBI single from Jarrett Abel as well. They sent 10 to the plate in that inning, and that was the inning that really all they needed, because freshman Cody Rodriguez pitching a complete game here today. Goes all seven innings, giving up seven hits, four strikeouts, no walks. Three of those runs, two of which were earned, and even offensively, he reached base in three of his four at-bats with an error, a walk, and a single. Impressive showing, again, for the freshman and Cody Rodriguez today. As, again, the Wildcats win it and get win number five. It was a 6-3 final here against the Redhawks today. So, again, the Redhawks and Wildcats will play a second game here coming up shortly. So if you're out here in this area, Noble Park, come out, support these guys as they're getting ready to wrap up the regular season next week. We're just a mere couple of weeks away from regional tournaments getting underway. After these two teams finish up tonight for the Wildcats, they will be back at home on Monday next week, taking on what should be the league champs in Jefferson West. And then next Thursday, May 8th, Wildcats will be at Raleigh County to close out that regular season portion of the schedule. After tonight for Hiawatha, they will be at Nemaha Central coming up on Monday afternoon, and then they'll close it out a week from today right back here in Hiawatha against the Bulldogs of Rossville. Good one here today. Again, the Wildcats win it by a 6-3 final, and here come the totals. Well, for Holton today, a now 5-14 record, 4-11 mark in league play. Six runs, six hits, two errors. They left five on base. Cody Rodriguez, the winning pitcher for the Wildcats today. Hiawatha, three runs, seven hits, two errors. They left three on base as the losing pitcher was Aiden Grathwall, but Jensen gave up nice innings in relief, pitching 3 2/3, allowing just the one run with one strikeout. Game time today was 1 hour and 37 minutes, and the Wildcats again winning it by a 6-3 final. For Kirk Hillman, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next week for some regular season finales, but we appreciate all the listeners here this afternoon on the MSC Sports Radio Network.